Let me guess. You're sitting there wondering if you should finally download that dating app. Or maybe text that cute person from your workplace. But something keeps holding you back. I'm just not ready yet, you tell yourself. Maybe after I lose 10 pounds. Maybe after I get that promotion. Maybe after I figure out what the hell I'm doing with my life. Well, I've got news for you. If you're waiting to feel completely ready to start dating, you might be waiting until the sun burns out and we're all just frozen space dust floating through the cosmos. And that would be a real shame. Because dating, despite all its awkwardness and potential for disaster, can actually be pretty damn fun once you get the hang of it. Here's the thing about waiting until you're ready. It's like waiting until you know how to swim before getting in the water. Sure, you can read all the books about swimming techniques, watch YouTube videos of Michael Phelps doing his thing, and practice your breaststroke movements on dry land. But until you actually get in that pool and start flailing around like a confused seal, you're not really learning to swim. Dating works the same way. You can read all the self-help books you want, listen to every dating podcast in existence, and mentally rehearse conversations with imaginary partners while you're in the shower. But none of that actually prepares you for the real thing. Sitting across from another human being, trying to figure out if they're laughing at your jokes because they're funny or because they're being polite, and wondering if that piece of spinach from lunch is still stuck in your teeth. The beautiful irony is that the very act of waiting until you're ready often makes you less ready. It's like psychological quicksand. The more you struggle with the idea of not being ready, the deeper you sink into anxiety and self-doubt. Meanwhile, the person who just said screw it and went on 3 terrible dates last week, they're already getting better at this whole thing. Think about dating like going to the gym, except instead of building your biceps, you're building your ability to not completely panic when someone attractive asks you what you do for fun and your mind goes completely blank. Just like you wouldn't expect to bench press 200 pounds on your first day at the gym, you shouldn't expect to be as smooth as butter on your first few dates. Every conversation you have, every awkward silence you navigate, every time you successfully make someone laugh, those are all reps in your dating workout. And just like with physical exercise, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. You start to recognize patterns in conversations, you develop a sense of what works and what doesn't, and most importantly, you become more comfortable with yourself, and that confidence shines through. The truth is, everyone starts out terrible at dating. Even that friend of yours who seems to glide through life collecting phone numbers like their Pokemon cards probably has their own collection of dating horror stories. We all do. The difference is they kept going despite the awkwardness, and that's how they got good at it. The reality is, the perfect time to start is now. I know what you're thinking. But Lexi, I really should wait until... Stop right there. Whatever comes after that until is probably just fear wearing a real convincing disguise. I need to get in better shape first. Listen, unless you're planning to conduct all your dates at a CrossFit gym, your current fitness level is probably fine. There are people out there who will find you attractive exactly as you are right now. I promise they exist, even if your brain is telling you otherwise. Yes, overweight, short guys can get dates, even with attractive women. Stop using that as an excuse. I need to be more financially stable. While it's true that constantly crying about your bank account isn't the most attractive quality, you don't need to be a millionaire to date. Some of the best dates involve free activities like walking in the park or people watching at the mall food court while sharing a pretzel. Creativity often matters more than cash. I need to work on myself first. This one sounds so responsible and mature, doesn't it? And yes, self-improvement is great, and you should continue becoming a man that a woman wants to date. But here's a secret. You can work on yourself while also dating. In fact, dating often shows you things about yourself you never would have discovered sitting alone in your apartment reading through self-help books. Nothing teaches you about your communication style quite like trying to explain to someone why you're passionate about your very specific hobby. Speaking of self-improvement, one of the most frustrating catch-22s of dating is that confidence is attractive. But how do you get confidence without experience? And how do you get experience without confidence? It's like those entry-level job postings that require 5 years of experience. The whole system seems rigged. But here's the secret. Confidence isn't about being perfect or even being particularly good at dating. Real confidence is about being okay with not being perfect. It's about being able to laugh when things go wrong. It's about knowing that even if this particular date doesn't work out, you'll be fine. And that kind of confidence, it only comes from putting yourself out there and realizing that rejection doesn't actually kill you. It might sting a little, like ripping off a Band-Aid or stepping on a Lego, but you survive. And each time you survive, you get a little bit braver. So, consider starting small. If the idea of a full-on dinner date makes you want to fake your own death and start a new life in another country, that's okay. You don't have to jump straight into the deep end. Maybe start by just making more eye contact with people you find attractive. Maybe it means actually responding to the person who's been liking all your Instagram posts for the past 6 months. Maybe it means going to social events where you might meet new people, even if the thought makes your palms sweat. Practice having conversations with people you're not trying to date. Chat with your barista. Make small talk with the person next to you at the bar. Compliment someone's dog at the park. Literally, just going up to a woman and asking for directions is a way to desensitize you a little bit. These low-stakes interactions help you build your conversation muscles without the pressure of romantic potential. Before you know it, you'll be complimenting a girl's jacket while you ask for directions, then telling her how attractive she is, then asking her to walk with you. It only gets easier. Anyway, let's talk about these people who avoid dating due to past relationships. I'm going to put it bluntly. There's a fine line between genuinely needing time to heal from a past relationship or work through personal issues and using "I'm not ready" as a shield against vulnerability. Only you can honestly assess which side of that line you're on. If you're fresh out of a serious relationship and the thought of dating makes you want to cry into a pint of ice cream, then yeah, maybe take some time. If you're dealing with serious mental health issues that would make dating harmful to you or others, absolutely prioritize your health. But if you've been saying, "I'm not ready" for the past 3 years while simultaneously complaining about being single, it might be time for some tough love. You might never feel 100% ready. Most of us are out here operating at like 70% ready on a good day, and we're doing just fine. Here's something about getting out there and doing it anyway. It teaches you that you're more capable than you think. Every time you put yourself slightly outside your comfort zone and survive, your comfort zone gets a little bigger. Dating also has this magical way of showing you what you actually want, as opposed to what you think you want. You might think you need someone who shares all of your interests, but then you date someone completely different and realize that complementary differences can be amazing. Plus, when you date before you're perfect, you attract people who like you for who you are right now, not for who you might be someday. There's something incredibly liberating about being chosen by someone who sees your work in progress status and says, "Yeah, I'm into that." Now look, I'm not saying you should lower your standards or date people you're not interested in just for the practice. What I'm saying is that if you're waiting for some magical moment when you feel completely confident, totally together, and absolutely ready for love, you might be waiting forever. Dating is not a test you can study for until you're guaranteed to pass. It's more like learning to dance. You can watch all the YouTube tutorials you want, but eventually you have to get on the dance floor and step on some toes. So if you're sitting there, waiting to be ready, consider this your sign that you're ready enough. Download the app, say yes to the setup, and strike up a conversation with that interesting person while ordering a footlong at Subway. The worst that can happen is it doesn't work out and you'll have a story to laugh about later. Remember, every expert was once a disaster. Every smooth talker once forgot their own name when talking to their crush. You're not behind. You're just at your own starting line. Get out there and be imperfect. Be not quite there yet. Because that's how you eventually become ready. By doing the thing you're not ready for and realizing you survived it. For more tips, stick around because I'm here to help. Subscribe on your favorite podcast player and I'll see you in a future episode.